all the different stuff that we're doing. We have an assistive technology help desk that's ran out of our office on the East Coast in Atlantic Canada, out of New Brunswick. We have an employment program connecting employers to people that have a disability. And while they may have a disability, we focus way more on the ability. And because the assistive technology is the magic tool that helps level the playing field as best as possible to help that individual, again, minimize or overcome their work-related barriers. We have the computer comfort training program you and I were talking about, Charlotte, that you're a participant in. We have Makers Making Change, which is a social impact organization that uses 3D printing and AutoCAD design to design all sorts of different solutions for kids with disabilities, seniors with disabilities, or seniors that are don't may not necessarily identify as having a disability, but they have some sort of barrier to opening a water bottle or using a key to open their lock. So if you go to Makers Making Change, you can see all sorts of cool things that we create using 3D printing. And then I guess, and there's a few other things, man, we could go on. But the other thing that we have here in Burnaby is the Neil Squire Hearing Solutions.
I was
So
just going to ask you about
I knew you were, right? So if you're somebody that needs hearing aids or would like to at least get your ears tested or your ears cleaned, we do that here in Burnaby. Again, go to our website, neilsquire.ca, and go to programs and find Neil Squire Hearing Solutions, or just go to Google and enter Neil Squire Hearing Solutions, and we've got our own dedicated website for that. And either call in to book an appointment, or I think you can also book an appointment online for a hearing test, which is free. Should your ears need cleaning, that's free. And if you need hearing aids, we'll be able to get you hearing aids at a reduced cost because it is being operated as a nonprofit.
I want to thank you today, Nate, for taking time to talk with us, share what you do, the many hats that you wear. You could have an accordion hat, but you wear them well. You wear them with a smile and with so much information given to people who are recipients after they're in a program, to the people out ahead of time, the people working at the Work BC centers that you encourage and help to know about the programs, that you just are genuinely there. And I want to thank you for stopping and expressing the different ways that you care and just helping people to understand how Neil Squire has been revolutionizing the lives of Canadians with disabilities since 1984 through accessible and adaptive technology.
Well, thank you, Charlotte, and I really appreciate this opportunity to share with you. And I've really enjoyed the opportunity and enjoyed the chat. And you are a true pro as a radio interviewer. I've really enjoyed it today, and I'm grateful that you invited me on today.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Okay, we have heard from that interview with Nate Tolles about the historical establishment of accessible pathways not ventured upon, the ways that we have expanded into the possible. Three programs that are part of this expansion are Computer Comfort, Creative Employment, and Hearing Solutions. Right now, I'm going to introduce to you Curtis Lawson, who is a brilliant educator, trainer, and speaker for the Computer Comfort Program. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you, Charlotte. So my name is Curtis Larson. I am a computer technician and education assistant in the Neil Squire Society's Computer Comfort Program. In our program, what we do is we offer one-on-one digital literacy tutoring for individuals who identify as having a disability or are low income. These digital literacy sessions cover everything from the basics of being able to navigate computers or phones all the way up to using like specialized or specific assistive technology, software or hardware, and everything in between. Also, as part of the program, we are able to arrange for the provision of a refurbished computer at no cost, which our clients are free to keep following the conclusion of the tutoring sessions. And in addition to that, we are able to provide ongoing technical support for the provided computer.
What are some examples of technical support? Some people, this is hearing, wow, that happens. Can you give an example of some of the types of technical assistance?
Sometimes it's as simple as like someone is prompted to update an app, and they're not entirely sure how to go about doing that. Other times it's some extremely niche edge case that takes me like an hour to pin down the exact cause for to fix, you know, some weird driver issue. But yeah, I would say most of it is, small things that can be addressed within like 5 minutes. But yeah, there are definitely times where it can take longer than expected.
And, you know, we like to talk about strengths rather than disabilities, that you enable people to find and use their strengths to accomplish things. One of the things for me, I'm experienced. I mean, when I worked in public health, I was using the computer all the time in a period following my injury and not working with that. It's like I got a refurbished computer and the world changed. Microsoft had changed a lot of things. And there is this thing that is a challenge. Sometimes when you have to create a password, put it in a locker, what do you do with helping people with some of those specific changes that have happened with things that used to be familiar, like Microsoft or Google?
With a lot of new technology, like because the raised requirements, like there's an increased need to be able to have this digital access, and yeah, definitely as part of that comes just like an added kind of like cognitive overhead of like having to manage all of these passwords, having to worry about account security, and you know, people's understandable hesitancy for, you know, anything banking or finance related being added to the computer. For much of that, I mean, we do go through like how to use specific, for instance, like management programs like Google Password Manager or things of that nature. And otherwise, we really try to equip people with the skills to kind of find the answers on their own. So like we can give people training that will, you know, impart upon them the knowledge for how to use things. But it's really the skills building up, like them being able to look online to find those same answers on their own, like continuing independence past the conclusion of the sessions is how we best address that.
One of the things I'd like to address is just your patience. The experience a lot of people, whether they're older people or people that have a physical challenge, they hand the person your phone or you ask them to help them to upload something, and they take your phone and they start making the changes. And then a couple of days later, when a person like it happens a lot of times with people, they take the phone of the person, put it in. And then if you ask again in a couple of days, they said, I showed you. But my experience is the patience that you have and that you never take my phone. You have me while I'm going through something, do it. And just in being in the client room, just observing the different people that are working with a counselor, that patience prevails. How do people get in touch with this program? We've observed that, you know, not everybody is like me, a nosy kid who looks at all the things on the wall. So if they're just hearing about this, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Best way to get in touch would be to reach out to myself or the manager of the Computer Comfort Program, Munesh. They can head to our website, which is neilsquire.ca. We have a page for the Computer Comfort Program, where our contact information is listed. But otherwise, just a direct email, phone call to our front desk, ask for Curtis, a self-referral in order to get the ball rolling for the intake process is all we require. So, if you're hearing this and you know someone or you yourself are interested, don't hesitate to just give us a call.
Oh, thank you. Also connecting you with CJSF has a training program where people can get trained on any aspect of radio and then are able to get a show through showing up, but picking which area they like. Sometimes people hear radio and they just think of a host, but there are other things related to radio. Something as simple as listening to music, being one of the people that picks music, being able to listen to music. There's a connection to another service that you'll be hearing about, the hearing program. So, Curtis, is there any other thing that you'd like for people to know about the program? Oh, the hours. What are the hours? These are different from what people find sometimes at other centers.
So this program is held during our office hours. So we have them in person from 9 to 5. Typically, these sessions run for 2 hours once a week, where we have a 5-10 minute break in the middle of the session. We do also offer distance computer comfort. So for people who are otherwise unable or it's not convenient for them to come into our Burnaby office, they can attend these same styled sessions remotely over Zoom. We try to stay flexible that way.
It sounds like you have so many things that can help answer people's dreams. And thank you for taking the time to come on today and talk with us about the expanded worlds of Neil Squire.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Charlotte.
Okay, I see next we have Kaki Wong, who is the Creative Employment Options Specialist. Good morning, Kaki.
Hey, morning, Charlotte. How are you doing?
Wonderful. I love one thing in the word, creative. I am a writer, and sometimes people have had the experience of people wanting to do things that they say are serious, but you embrace creativity. So will you tell us about your program?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Creative Employment Options Program is a unique and comprehensive participant-centered program designed to help individuals develop the skills they need to achieve their employment goals. So our program is unique in that it's participant-centered, highly individualized, comprehensive, and flexible. There's a team of case managers, career facilitators, and job developers that will support participants during their time in the program. And we are nationwide, so we have offices in BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, PEI. So no matter where you are in the country, we're likely to have an office that can provide services either in person or virtually to you.
Maybe you could share with us some of the options, that creative options that people that you've proceeded with people.
Like I was saying, our program is individualized. We try to help people find work that they're interested in. So, it could be something like working in an office or a nonprofit, or it could be someone that wants to have their own business as a dog walker or anything in between. So we, just try to tailor our services and help people find work in areas that they're interested in. If they're not quite sure, we can also help them do some assessments and do some career exploration to help them identify possible career paths or occupations that fit their skill set and interests.
It sounds like it would cost a lot.
Yeah, no, actually our services are all free for eligible individuals, so there's no cost at all.
I am impressed by the case management work a person gets, for example, creating a pitch. If there are some people who don't have traditional work but might have had a creative occupation, they might have been a writer, a singer, etc., and have no idea of how to get going, can you tell us about how you help with developing a pitch or any of the creative things you do to help creative people get out there looking for and having opportunities to be interviewed?
Yeah. So we do recognize, right, like the job market is changing. It's not always traditional work, you know, where you send in an application online and then you get the job. A lot of people nowadays, they want to be self-employed or work for themselves. So for people that, you know, are interested in doing that, maybe for something more creative, we can help them, you know, figure out what value they can bring or what value they can offer for maybe their creative endeavors. Maybe it's delivering informational workshops for health and nutrition or guided nature walks. And then we try to identify, you know, what benefits those things have, and then the right places, the right people, right organizations to offer those services to, and, you know, help them do outreach to those places sometimes, you know, if that's what it calls for that person.
I want to give a kind of a personal testimonial. I am an older person in my a word that starts with S, but I've had different parts in my life where I've worked with someone that was supposed to be an employment counselor. I had a injury within the workplace, a head injury, and I had a person from the work source, which was a government agency, that was mean, you know, relatively mean to me because it didn't really search or have in the bag of tricks the things of looking at, well, what is the person able to do? I think you look at the word ability and then say, okay, well, after seeing the sample resume that I had written, say, well, why don't you try this or twist that or just work on that? But I've had the feeling, and I've seen other people come out from there who have the feeling that you're in the trenches with them, and that other people that are in the creative employment program, people come out smiling. I've said to somebody, Disneyland is not the happiest place in the world. Neil Squire is, and this employment service really customized to a person who has maybe invisible disabilities, surgeries in their eye, things that people don't see. But you get into the trenches and hold people accountable. So I just am so grateful that you took time this morning to explain what you do and encourage listeners to, again, could you tell the best place or the places that they could contact you?
I would say the best place to contact us is through our website. The Creative Employment Options webpage will have the contact information for the case manager in your area. So, you know, if you're not necessarily in BC and you just want to find out the contact information for a different province, it'll all be on there. And reach out to us via email or phone, and someone from the appropriate office will get back to you and to discuss more about your interest in the program.
Well, thank you very much, Khaki Wong, for sharing time with us. And as you say, you can hear, we see that Heather, who is an audiologist and is a program manager over the hearing program. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, Charlotte. Thanks so much for having us today.
Okay, could you explain about your program? And I know you're passionate about hearing, so maybe you could say a word about how important it is for people to have their hearing tested and not to be dismayed that if you wanted to have your hearing testing, it's going to cost you $100 or $2 when there is an opportunity to have that done through Neil Squire's hearing program.
Absolutely. I love my job because I get to test people's hearing. I get to talk about all sorts of problems with the auditory system that come up, like ringing in the ears, tinnitus, hearing loss, that sort of thing. We also do earwax removal as well, too. And a lot of the times people don't really realize what's going on with their hearing, and it's just earwax. So that's always it's always a happy ending. We also do hearing aid fittings and services surrounding hearing aids, as you know. And it's always very rewarding to be able to help someone to communicate better. And it's very rewarding to be a part of their journey towards better communication. And it's amazing how much that can open up someone's world, you know, taking away some of the effort from listening and from struggling to hear, and gaining independence and being able to communicate effectively is really something special to be a part of. So I'm grateful for my position here.
And how often should a person have their ears examined?
I would recommend scheduling an appointment with an audiologist anytime there's any difficulty with your hearing. So if you're noticing any changes or any challenges, it's also kind of nice just to get a baseline assessment, you know, just to see how your hearing is currently. And anytime there is sort of a known hearing condition where we can sort of monitor the hearing over time to see if things are changing as well.
I have to say that I had a period of 6 years where my hearing was managed through every 6 months or so. I noticed my hearing would be off. If I were teaching, I couldn't hear the people in the back of the wall, so I would back of the room. So I would go to the doctor, and they would do the waterboarding. that's why I picture it now. Soak me down with flooding water into my ears, and not really testing. It took finally, after 6 years of every 6 months getting this flushing by water, and me thinking, well, that's all I need to do, you know. And if it comes to a point where people are saying, you know, where I'm saying I can't hear someone, just get a prescription. And so I think people knowing that there is a better way, that there's something where you really need to get to the base of what's going on with the ear. And what are some ways that people could get in touch with you? How do people get to have a hearing test?
So we can schedule appointments over the phone or by email. All of our contact information is on our website as well. We do have a phone number, and that is 778-945-1215. And that number gets you to our audiology receptionist named Cherry. She's wonderful, and she helps people to sort of find a time that works for their schedule and our schedule, and book that initial appointment, get you set up there. You actually don't need a referral at all. You can just give us a call, and we offer a lot of those services free of charge as well, just because we want to give back to the community, and we want to be able to provide services like earwax removal and hearing assessments and make that accessible to everyone. I really do recommend it because, like you said, it's hard to know if there is sort of something else going on. It's hard to know if there is an underlying cause. And if you are having difficulty with your hearing, sometimes it's a very easy solution. But it's always worth investigating, because once you know, once you understand what's going on, I think there's a real freedom to that. There's a real power in understanding your hearing and your auditory system.
There's a real freedom. There's a just, we'd say, nobody does that. I mean, I've told people, and they think that's unbelievable, because people hear a lot of commercials from an internet company that you don't have to spend a lot of money for hearing aids. For $99, you can get these hearing aids. They're just, you know, no plug-ins, no exam. And for people to not be tempted to use you know, that approach, because once you've had a hearing test, you know what's going on in either ear. And I just wanted you to express how important it is for people to have this a specific test designed for them, and then to have an agency like Neil Squaw that helped you get the hearing aid that you need, that's designed for you. And beyond that, this is something I'd say 6 years of going to the traditional medical system, never had anyone say, come back in a week, we want to test you with the device, and then come back for another time, and not say, here's the bill for coming back, but that is a part of your service.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, like you said, there's a lot of unknown when it comes to ordering something online. And I know that there's a lot of options these days, a lot of advertisements for devices that aren't necessarily tailored to the individual. But it's something that if you're not getting a proper test from an audiologist first, there may be some underlying conditions or there may be something that's not known otherwise, and it may kind of fly under the radar. And I think it's always a good idea to make sure that you're fully investigating to make sure there's nothing concerning, you know, nothing beyond what we'd usually expect to see. Make sure that device is tailored for you as well, too. So it never hurts to just sort of get a hearing assessment first, get the information, and then you can make a decision that works for you. And as a nonprofit organization, there is no pressure. You know, we never want to make anyone feel pressured to proceed with any kind of a device or a treatment that they're not absolutely ready for and feel very comfortable with. But yeah, everyone's needs are very different. And that's why I always say come in for an appointment, because then I get to learn their needs, you know, be able to answer their questions and kind of go from there, find an approach together. Because those devices online really aren't appropriate for everyone and often don't meet people's needs in the way that a proper treatment plan can.
And how is the hearing program that you have connected to the assistive devices program?
We're a hearing clinic, and we function with a lot of different funding sources. And one of those funding sources is WorkBC Assistive Technology Services. And you talked with Nate about that, and he can definitely give lots more information about that program. But as far as hearing aids go, a lot of people, if you're working and if you have a need for hearing aids in order to perform your duties at work, you may be eligible for funding through the WorkBC Assistive Technology Services program. And that's actually quite a lot of people. So I think people should kind of keep that in mind. And we always look, as audiologists, we always look at every possible funding source for someone. We're always trying to save you money wherever we can. And that's a great way.
That is a great way. So we've heard three things people don't have to worry about, three things that can assist people in finding a job, maintaining their job, learning new skills, just being able to enjoy life. So thank you so much, Heather. And at another point, we might have a program just all about hearing. And thanks to each of you for taking time to be with us on the Saluwa Show, where my guest and I speak up so that you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. And when people ask me what time it is, the show is heard every week at 10. But when they ask me what time it is, I say it's always love time, poem time.
Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Love time, poem time. Time for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, time for poems, poets and singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love.